let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for joining us on the program today. Dr. Holly Lucille is a nationally recognized and licensed naturopathic doctor, educator, natural products consultant, author, television, and radio host. Known internationally as a go-to expert in the field of integrative medicine, she lectures across the nation on a variety of natural health topics. A popular guest on national media, Dr. Oz, the doctor's numerous lifetime and discovery health programs, a health blogger for Newsmax Online Magazine, a frequent resource for other consumer publications and peer journals. She educates consumers about natural health issues on behalf of the Council for Responsible Nutrition, launched her own TV talk show, Mythifying with Dr. Holly, on the Z Living Network, host of Inherently You on Radio MD. Dr. Holly has her own private practice in Los Angeles, and Dr. Holly Lucille joining us on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for taking the time to be with us. And it's interesting, your background. I'd like to find out how you got here from there. You were the daughter of two pharmacists. That had an impact on you, but not necessarily how we might imagine. Talk about that, because you started asking questions why at a very, very early age.
Yeah, it was interesting. My parents, my healthcare when I was young from my parents was, you know, here, take this.
Yes.
Literally, like if something was going on the outside of me, it was my dad was climbing the corporate ladder of one of the largest pharmaceutical companies at the time, and so it was their branded Neosporin. Here, put this on it. If something's going on the inside of me, it was their branded ibuprofen. Here, take this. And there was no other questions, like any curiosity about anything about it, and it just, for some reason, I was like, I think there might be, you know, I was asking questions like, well, what's it going to do for me? How much does it cost? Is there anything I can eat? Is there anything else I could do that I don't have to take? And that was sort of my mentality, even without knowing.
It's interesting because once you got to that point, you thought, okay, I'm going to go into nursing and I'm going to be able to help. You actually had maybe even more questions once you got involved in nursing.
Well, that was the problem because then I went to a bachelor's degree nursing program because, yeah, I was in a volunteer class, and through that class, I started to understand that when people were in the hospital, they lost some of their rights, their right to privacy sometimes, their right to choose, and I sort of got incensed, and I'm like, I want to go help. So I went to nursing school, and I had that same experience that I had with my parents, who both pharmacists, right, with my nursing instructors, whom I loved, and I thought it was a great education, but there was something for me that was missing. It was still this reductionistic approach where I felt like maybe I was a rabble-rouser and a trouble-causer, and I thought, well, I'm never going to be satisfied, and it must just be me. And so the beauty that happened is one of those life-defining moments is I got this, I think I was on a mailer somewhere, and there was an advertisement for an educational facility in New York and called the Omega Institute, and there was like holistic nursing. And I'm like, I wonder what holistic nursing is. And so I called up, and within 2 weeks, I was on a plane going to my postgrad research and intensive study in holistic nursing, and that is where I found out that, you know what, it's not just me, and it's not the education I have, it's how I could think through things and have a more universal way of looking at things, and also look to use more least invasive methods first when I'm working with somebody. And so it was sort of like the first time as an adult my soul kind of came home. And I've been flying ever since, because that's where I also found out about naturopathic medicine and the principles like first do no harm and identify and treat the cause and treat the whole person. And it just really resonated with me. So I furthered my degree and went to a naturopathic medical school in Tempe, Arizona, and couldn't be happier.
You know, our guest on the program, Dr. Holly Lucille, the website is an excellent website. It's drhollylucille.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Interesting, because you were looking for that rationale, and it sounds like you finally found that. Once you were able to make that journey, you were able to find the rationale for all the decision-making that impacts all of our lives.
You know, it's true, and people, it was those questions sort of started to... Well, first of all, I had a platform to ask those questions.
Yes.
And then I was able to get those answers from people. And I think that's so important because know, people ask me, and it truly is the $64,000 question of my career, a naturopathic doctor, what's that? And I want to say, Rick, that first of all, I believe that there's value in all systems of medicine. You know, I've gotten in a horrible motorcycle accident, and I was very thankful for the reductionistic approach of allopathic Western, you know, conventional medicine. There's a place for that, and there's, you know, there's Ayurvedic medicine and chiropractic medicine and traditional Chinese medicine and every place. There's a place for everything. When I, from a naturopathic doctor's perspective, for me, it's kind of just, I've come to realize that it was a natural way for me to help people think through things. Like, come on, we all take the Hippocratic Oath. Let's really first strive to use the least invasive methods to diagnose and treat. And I've been practicing for the last 17 years, and truly, even though here in California, I have a license to be a primary care doctor, and I have a license to actually prescribe medications if needed, but I can't even remember the last time I did because the use of dietary supplements, natural evidence-based botanical medicines, so plant medicines, clinical nutrition at appropriate doses that I know from the studies that can help people with what they're going through and what their clinical presentation is, dietary modifications, lifestyle interventions, those things are so effective. Now, I have to say, not easy sometimes because here, take this, as far as a medication is concerned, is very easy. It's very easy medicine. The patient, all they need to do, probably pay a copay or so, down to the pharmacy, fill that prescription, probably open that pill bottle once, maybe twice a day, take it, that's your health care. Asking people to get more involved and to do some of these other things, I've noticed that's more difficult, but it really is very effective and certainly is the ultimate, in my opinion, of doing no harm first.
And you say that's one of the most important things that we can do. If you go to the website, drhollylucille.com, you've got surprising number one health tips. Sometimes taking control of your health, you say, comes down to a mindset shift. And you've got something called I statements. Talk about that, because that is so important and something that most of us probably don't pay any attention to. We just, take the pill and say thank you and we go about our business.
Because I feel that there's been a shift, well, there's been a phenomenon, I should say, that has happened in sort of our modern-day medicine where people have, there's this hierarchy where they give up somewhat of their power to their prescribing practitioners. And they, you know, and they sort of, and certainly when somebody is in need of care and they're going to a doctor, you know, you're going to somebody, in my opinion, it's a service industry. It's like, you know, I'm here to serve these folks that just need help. But I think that, you know, I've lectured across the nation, and sometimes I'm like, okay, how many people have a primary care provider? And, you know, 70% sometimes of the room, the hands will go up. And I'm like, well, I think everybody should have their hands up, because I think at the end of the day, we should all be primarily in charge of providing care for ourselves. And so, I actually, my podcast now on Radio MD is called Mindful Medicine, Not Inherently You Anymore, because it's basically being able to use our own minds, because there's so much information out there, right? So the I statements came up in exactly that. Your doctor has every right to prescribe anything, right, or to tell you anything. But at the end of the day, it's your responsibility, I think, for what you put in your body. And that's what's so important. And so my I statements is, you know, instead of, well, my doctor put me on it, well, they told me this, or, you know, they had me on this. It's more powerful to say, well, my doctor prescribed me X, Y, and Z, and I'm choosing to take it. It just, it's one of those things where it shifts the power so people can actually have responsibility, and not in a blaming way, like we're making them responsible for being sick, but actually in an empowering way.
You know,
and that is another place where I think, you know, my system of medicine is based on doctor as teacher. Doctor in Latin, docere, means to teach. And so when I'm talking about, even let's say somebody comes in, and something that I'm fascinated with is curcumin. Curcumin in a biologically available form, because curcumin in the science, you can't even believe the mechanisms of action that this ingredient has. So ingredient of turmeric, right? It's the medicinal component of turmeric. And so I make sure that, because it's very dose dependent, and I know that from the studies, so I make sure that I am doing education, that so people know why they're taking something 3 times a day. Because 3 times a day in our world right now, it's a lot to do anything, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But I think if that education is there, and if the pain and inflammation that has gotten them into my office is going to be diminished, and the protection of the antioxidant support is going to be there, I want them to know that, so they have a connection to this product, to what it's going to do, and to why I'm asking them to have it be dose-dependent based on the research and take it 3 times a day.
You know, you mentioned something that's very interesting, because we hear all the time, we'll pick up a newspaper and there is a superfood they're talking about, and then 2 weeks later there's another superfood they're talking about. We watch at television, we're bombarded with direct-to-consumer messages from the pharmaceutical companies. How do we go about cutting through all of that and getting to finding something that's really going to work for us? And how do we get the proper questions so we can ask our primary care provider?
Wow, that is a big question. And I think that, you know, and it goes back to something that I talk about all the time, mindful medicine.
Yes.
Can we use our own minds? And listen, we know that, you know, there's even in the natural product industry, it's an industry, right? And so there's going to be messaging out there. There's marketing. I think marketing is probably, I mean, have you opened your computer lately? You're probably getting marketed left or right how do these people know, you know, what I'm interested in? It's amazing to me. And how did I sign up on that list? Because I know I didn't. I mean,
yes.
It's like, you're kind of scratching your head. I get marketed every single day. And I think it's overwhelming. And I think people do get overwhelmed and they sort of stop paying attention, kind of asleep at the wheel. And I think this is where I encourage people to start really using their minds. And there's headlines, right? There's all sorts of buzzy headlines, and everything's going really quick, and sound bites, and everybody's looking for the hook. You know, how do we get them? And I think just being able to be aware of that is really important, so we can help ourselves slow down, especially when it comes to our health. There's sometimes outrageous claims. And you want to think about that, too. You know, there's when it comes to natural supplements, the Council for Responsible Nutrition is a wonderful resource. That website is crnusa.org. So you can get some of the facts, some of the evidence, some of the science behind natural products, where, you know, if some banner comes up on Facebook, you know, and it's got a shiny little object there, and, you know, belly fat's going to get zapped in 2 days if you take this product.
Yes.
You know, you want to go over and make sure you understand the science behind it. Make sure you understand the mechanism of action behind it. Work with a qualified healthcare practitioner. Naturopathic doctors are great people because we do so much in clinical nutrition to partner with. Sort of sometimes as a second opinion, let's say. That's very important. And you can find a naturopathic doctor by going to naturopathic.org, and there's a find an ND. Where you can find somebody that you can partner with and ask some of these questions.
A great resource as well, your website, drhollylucille.com. Our guest on This Week in America. Information on Dr. Holly at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A few minutes left in the program. Time going by way too quickly, and I hope we can do this again, but we're in the midst of summer now. And are there ways that we can prevent sun damage, natural ways that we can prevent sun damage?
Yes. Absolutely, and I think, you know, that's one of the things that is so, so extremely important. I mean, I have to tell you, I grew up in the Midwest, and I didn't know any better. In fact, I looked for the 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock hour where the sun was the most intense, and I had my baby oil out there and reflective things and
yep.
Iodine to even enhance it.
I know exactly what you're talking about, yes.
You do, right.
Yes. Yes.
And seriously, and I haven't paid the price. I had a basal cell carcinoma that I got cut out 2 years ago, and I have actinic keratosis. I'm like, I am behind the eight ball, and prevention is the cure. So what's really important, antioxidants, think about them. So lycopene, beta-carotene, they have natural sunscreen protections, and they can help reduce the intensity of a sunburn and also reverse sun damage. And so think about that. Now, also, we want to make sure that we're protecting our skin. A lot of times, Rick, people don't think about this. The stuff that you put on your skin is absorbed into your body. And so you want to make sure that that stuff that's protecting, that UV protection, is clean and free of parabens and things that we know are causing damage, our hormone disruptors, et cetera. That's extremely important. High levels of vitamin C and vitamin E as well decrease free radical damage caused by UV radiation. So think about nutrients. Think about those. Extremely important.
Sounds like there are a lot of things that we can do to protect ourselves. And I've got about a minute here, and I want to ask briefly, and maybe we don't have enough time, allergy sufferers, they go through this time of year, and you know, if you take some of the prescribed medication, even the over-the-counter, you're sort of a zombie for 12 hours out of the day. Naturally, is there anything we can do to help combat this?
Well, a couple things I want to mention. So first of all, if you look at an allergic reaction, we're looking at the immune system. And quite honestly, most people might not know this, but a large majority, most of it, of your immune system is hovered in your gut, and it has to do with your microbiome and good bacteria, so probiotics, okay? And so there was actually, so I'm always encouraging people to buff that up, and there was actually a study, research discovered that people who took probiotics throughout allergy season had lower levels of an antibody that triggered allergy symptoms. They also had higher levels of a different antibody thought to play a protective role against allergic reactions. And so probiotics, probiotics, probiotics. And the other thing I would say is because an allergic reaction is inflammatory in nature. And so there was a German study that was published in a journal called Allergy, found that people who have diets rich in omega-3 fatty acids, so we're looking at fish oil, that eicosapentaenoic acid and docosahexaenoic acid, they're potent anti-inflammatories, they suffered fewer allergy symptoms. And so, sure, there are things that you can do to protect yourself.
With us on This Week in America, Dr. Holly Lucille. The website is drhollylucille.com. Again, you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. Doctor, it's been a pleasure. A lot of great information on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Rick, so much.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.